This is The Next Gear on podtech.net. My name is Matt Kelly, and we're here at the LA Auto Show, and I'm joined by Mickey Bly from the General Motors team, and we're here to talk about hybrid fuel technology. And why don't you tell us about your title and what your job there is at General Motors?
Sure. I'm the Director of Engineering for the Hybrid Vehicle Operations.
And congratulations. Some exciting news being made here today from General Motors on hybrids.
So yes.
Tell us about some of that.
Well, we're real happy today to announce the continuing growth of our hybrid portfolio. Well, today we've introduced the GMC Yukon two-mode hybrid, which will continue to roll out our two-mode technology, which is our highly advanced hybrid technology we announced last year that will be in the Tahoe. And we also were able to introduce today our next application of the Bass hybrid that we're the belt alternator starter hybrid. That's going to be in our Saturn Aura green line, which will continue the introduction of the technology that we introduced in the View green line last year. We also introduced today that we have the new next generation Saturn View coming out with three different hybrid choices for the customers eventually. Late next year, we'll be introducing the hybrid, the Bass technology in there for 20% fuel economy improvement. Then the next year, we'll be introducing the two-mode front-wheel drive technology for 45% improvement. And then today, Rick Wagner earlier today introduced that we would be moving forward with a plug-in hybrid capability in the View also, as soon as the batteries are ready for that.
Can you talk about General Motors' commitment to this technology?
Yeah, I think you heard this morning with Rick's speech exactly what you said there, that Rick has indicated this is a high priority for the company. He has instructed the organization to move forward with this, and when my CEO tells me he's ready to move forward, we're moving forward with it. So we're committed to make it happen.
And this really actually continues General Motors' commitment to this. It began with flex fuel technology, didn't it?
Yeah, depending on where you want to start back, but we've introduced flex fuel actually 20 years ago. That most people don't realize, introducing E10 capability on all of our General Motors vehicles back in the late 80s. We've upped that by being able to go to E85 or 85% ethanol late 1990s, and Rick also reiterated today that we've committed to double our production of E85 capable vehicles by 2010, and then even increase that further by 2012, as he indicated earlier. But what we've been doing is trying to get a strategic rollout of our propulsion technology and diversifying the energy sources. And really what Rick was trying to explain today was that in the future, the energy demands of the world is going to be significantly increasing, and we need to provide a lot of different avenues of energy supply in our, to support our automotive and non-automotive, actually. And we're doing that through biofuels, we're doing that through hybrid electric vehicles, we're going to do it with fuel cell vehicles, which we're introducing next year into the public hands. We're going to have 100 vehicles that are hydrogen fuel cells. And then the plug-in even gets you one more step, because you're taking energy off the grid, which has been produced in a lot of different forms, whether it's coal, gas, nuclear, water hydro plants, or even wind technology, all that providing energy across the grid.
Mm-hmm. And talk about the promise of these new technologies for the American consumer in terms of their pocketbook. It's also, you alluded earlier, to national security, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. We have to, as a company, as everyone has indicated and is talking, we've got to reduce our dependency on imported oil. And a way to be able to do that is to diversify your energy source. There is a finite amount of oil in the U.S. that we can use, and we need to diversify our energy sources for that. And that's very important for us to move forward.
And your final thoughts on the industry, what you've launched here today, and moving forward, what's ahead for the company and the American consumer?
Yep. Well, I think today just continues to reinforce the fact that 3 or 4 years ago in the auto show circuits, we committed to a strategic portfolio of rolling out hybrid vehicles. We're continuing to introduce those vehicles as we committed to back then. It's a consistency of that message and actually delivering on what our commitments have been, and we're only growing that more and more. And there's going to be some more announcements in the next few months and next few auto shows for even more opportunities. I think your readers or your listeners will be very interested in hearing those announcements too.
As will I. I'll look forward to it.
Good.
Mickey Bly of General Motors, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Matt.
For The Next Gear, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.